Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a pleasant day across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies with a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, the sun shines warmly, inviting people outdoors. In Haifa, it's mild and bright, perfect for a stroll. As night falls, expect a warm evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, the senior Mufti Ahmad Kabalan issued a stark warning about Lebanon's internal divisions, saying it could burn the country, according to Mariv's report in the last few minutes. Also, two IDF soldiers were wounded during a clash in Lebanon. Iran, meanwhile, pushes for a regional ceasefire in talks held in Pakistan, reports Ynet from earlier this hour. Also this hour, missiles launched from Lebanon targeted central Israel overnight. The IDF revealed the scale of its strikes against Iran, noting over 18,000 bombs dropped during Operation Roaring Lion, as reported by I-24 News. Separately, the ceasefire with Iran remains fragile as IDF continues its offensive against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed, Forward reported earlier today. And finally, Axios reports that U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said Israel offered to limit strikes in Lebanon amid ongoing U.S.-Iran talks. He noted a legitimate misunderstanding between the two nations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Brett McGurk, a former U.S. diplomat, posted just minutes ago about Trump's comments on clearing out the Strait of Hormuz, noting the presence of U.S. naval vessels. Ami Dar, an activist, expressed frustration earlier today, lamenting the ongoing war's impact as incredibly frustrating and questioning its purpose. From X, the latest. Memory reports highlighted Lebanese President Joseph Aoun's criticism of the war, questioning its benefits and calling for negotiations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the warning from Lebanon, Senior Mufti Ahmad Kabalan's statement highlights fears of escalating internal conflict. Mariv's report suggests his words aim to prevent further division. The warning underscores Lebanon's fragile state and potential for regional instability. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the clash with IDF troops underscores ongoing tensions. Ynet reports that Iran's call for a ceasefire in Pakistan emphasizes the urgent need for diplomacy. Continued skirmishes could widen regional conflict if not addressed. Meanwhile, the missile assault on Israel from Lebanon overnight led to significant military responses. I-24 News detailed the IDF's extensive operations under Operation Roaring Lion. This escalation reflects heightened military readiness and potential for broader conflict. On the diplomatic front, the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Iran faces challenges as IDF targets Hezbollah. Forward's report highlights the strain on regional stability and the importance of diplomatic efforts. The closed Strait of Hormuz adds to tensions affecting global oil routes. Separately, Axios highlighted Vice President J.D. Vance's comments on Israel's offer to limit strikes. His remarks point to potential diplomatic openings amid misunderstandings in U.S. -Iran talks. Improved communication might ease tensions and prevent further escalation. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israel plans to reopen the Karish offshore natural gas platform. Closed since February, it now moves toward resuming production, reflecting improved safety and easing energy concerns. Separately, CTEK highlights a surge in internet usage in Israel during the conflict, with a 30% increase. This rise includes heightened cyber threats, showcasing the conflict's impact on digital infrastructure. And finally, Globes reports that Israel reopens amidst northern uncertainties. Investor optimism is expected to boost the TASI and strengthen the shekel as Ben-Gurion Airport resumes full operations despite foreign airlines' hesitancy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.